52 minutes past the 7 o'clock hour here on Thursday, August 14th. James Timberlake here on the morning show, joined by Julie Chadwick.
Good morning.
Good morning. A very good morning.
Yeah.
It's August 14th. It is beautiful. It's going to be hot today. 90s, it looks like. It was supposed to be 90s yesterday, but we didn't reach it.
How about that crazy storm?
It did storm.
Woo! I got soaking wet. I got drenched, and I got caught in the rain coming from my truck to the door at work. And
that was as much water as I've seen on any person from rain.
I was laughed at.
Yeah.
So I was like, don't go out yet. I looked like I literally took a shower in my clothes.
Yeah. It looked like you ran under a waterfall.
It did. Yeah, it's good.
It's crazy. Today, it's Steve Martin's birthday.
Oh.
Legend.
Yeah.
Very, very big legend. Comedian, actor,
Murder
offer.
In the Buildings. Is
Murderers,
that the name
only
of it?
Murders
That's
in
funny.
The... You know what I know him from?
What?
Just funny, because this is not probably...
That's a good series, by the way.
It's probably not his most...
The Jerk.
Famous thing. Cheaper by the Dozen. That's why I...
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I don't know why. Well, I do
Your
know
generation.
I watch that a lot. But I don't know if that's one of his... Something he pins on the old...
I don't think so.
Corkboard. So this is a big one for me. Magic Johnson is 66 here today.
Wow, legend too.
Also a legend, yeah. Big time legend. Halle Berry is 59 years old.
Another legend. It's Legends Day.
It is Legends Day. Mila Kunis is 42 years old.
Who?
You know who Mila Kunis is. That 70s show, she's the dark haired.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Married to Ashton Kutcher now.
Yep.
Tim Tebow is 38 years old. That is weird to think about. He's 38 years old. That's old in football years.
Well, he's not playing, is he?
No, but that's what he's famous for.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we've mentioned this before. If you're a former sports player and you're like, my career ended a little early. Yeah. You're either a broadcaster or you go and do
the circuit.
Yep. The motivational speaking. It happened today, 1935. President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed the Social Security Act into law, creating unemployment insurance and pension plans for the elderly.
Changed everything.
True. We have it still to this day.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. You get Social Security once you hit 60, is that right?
67.
Something like that? Yeah. Okay. You can apply for it, I guess. Do you get it even, like, is it just automatic, or do you have to apply for it? I got a long way to go.
You know, got to talk to a specialist.
Yeah. I got a long way to go. I don't got to worry about that yet. So, 1945, this is where this is only 10 years later. President Truman announced that Japan had surrendered unconditionally, ending World War II.
Awesome.
So, from 1935 to 1945, we... Went to war, and then won the war, essentially. Well, I mean,
with
it was
everyone else.
6 years. Yeah, of course. It was 6 years. It was 4 years after 1935 we started the war. Well, the war started. We didn't get in until 1941.
Yeah, we were a little late to that party.
We were very much hands-off until December 7th, 1941. And then, well, not hands-off. We were supplying things, but we weren't...
Engaged,
yeah, until December 7th, 1941. And then the war ended in 1945 with Japan on this date. BJ Day, as it is known as. Special events, it is Color Book Day. Sure. One of the things that you should, apparently one of the great activity to do just to keep your mind, like, active if you're bored, is color.
It can move you out of anxiety and stress as well.
I'm not a big coloring person.
But
never
it can do that for you.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Believe it.
So
if you're
traveling, bring one. And
Something pretty easy that you can just kind of, you're like satisfyingly coloring in lines, you know, it's nice. That'd be nice. It's Creamsicle Day. Not a creamsicle guy. Pass
me
on
either.
That. No,
girl.
Not for me. Falklands Day. The Falklands.
Not the British Falklands.
I think it is. I think that it is. That is what it is. I think. It's Financial Awareness Day. Probably something everybody should be just better at in general. Financial awareness. Harder and harder, obviously, but you know. Here's a good one. It is Internet Blackout Day. In Malaysia. So, shout out to Malaysia. You're probably not listening to this because if it's Internet Blackout Day, you're not getting this, probably.
True, because you'd have to be streaming, which we stream, but if you're
if it's Internet Blackout, you're not getting it. Sorry, Malaysia. It's Navajo Code Talkers
unless
Day.
Unless it's a phone on your app.
Okay. No. Cell service, right. Unless it's a phone on your app. That doesn't make any sense.
I mean an app on your phone.
It's Navajo Code Talkers Day.
Awesome.
Incredible.
There's a good movie about that.
What was it called?
Wind something, right? Wind.
If you're talking about Wind River?
No.
Okay. I was like, that's not what that movie is about.
No.
It's a very different movie.
Code Talker? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, but it was a good movie.
Okay. It's so good she doesn't remember the name of it.
Well, they used our enemies were. I need coffee. Okay, yep, let's just say that. Moving on. What else is going on?
Yeah, it's Social Security Day.
Wait, you're just
someone's
said
approaching
that.
It. I'm just kidding.
Prevagen didn't clearly work for me.
It's tattoo removal day. Sure. Only getting better by the year.
It doesn't take just a day, though.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. But apparently it's getting better and better. The technology is getting better and better. Like Pete Davidson, remember? And
got
his.
Oh, my gosh.
It looks like a totally different person.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars later.
I can't imagine. I only have one tattoo.
It hurts, too. Oh, yeah. I understand.
Yeah. They're basically shooting a laser into your skin.
Putting pigment back in there.
Yeah, awful.
Or dispersing the ink.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, thank you. I'll live with the tattoo that I get if that's the goal. I'll just be like, you know what? I got it.
Yeah, but
maybe, let's try to cover it up at the very least. Yeah. It's Wiffle Ball Day. One of my favorite memories.
Baseball?
Wiffle ball. Playing, mm-hmm. I remember specifically, I don't know if my dad's listening, but he'll know what I'm talking about. We lived in Houston, and we had a parking garage that we lived right next to because he lived in an apartment complex. And a couple times a week, me and Will, my brother, would go out on top of this parking garage at like 7 p.m. where it was like dusk, so it wasn't too hot or anything. And we just play wiffle ball up on the parking garage. There was no cars that parked up there because it was too hot. And so it was open and we just play wiffle ball. It was awesome. It was great. Love wiffle ball. It's World Lizard Day.
I love lizards.
Shout out the lizards.
Yeah.
We see a couple of them up here every now and again.
Mm-hmm.
They like to scurry around in the offices.
Wait, we see lizards? We see spiders
up here.
Snakes.
We'll get like tiny geckos up here. Not geckos, but they look like geckos.
I'll get you some coffee too.
That's going to wrap things up for us, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get out of here. Thank you very much for tuning in. It is Fox News coming up at 8 o'clock, and we got Swap Shop after that. I'll be hosting that. Hopefully a lot better than this, to be honest with you. We'll try to get some coffee in before that. Thank you very much for tuning in. Fox News coming up next.
Have a good day.
AM 930, 103.9 FM, KROE.